How's it going, Coach?
Nice, how are you?
Good, how about you?
Good.
Coach, how's it going?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Just off the right off the bat, your impressions of this team overall after two games?
Well, I mean, you know, there are things I think in the BU game that, you know, we could get excited about, and there are things that, you know, looking at the tape that we need to get better at. And I think that's true of most teams throughout the country opening weekend. I think it's just everybody's just excited to get out there and get the jitters out. And I thought tonight was another example of that, where we could play everybody on our roster, get them some minutes, and get some videotape that we could go back and do some teaching for them.
And you talk about every non-conference game being a growth opportunity. You know, you got a lot of the young guys in today. Can you sort of elaborate on that aspect?
Yeah, I think, you know, for them, you know, it's for a couple of guys, it was the first time that they had been in a college uniform and performed in front of a crowd. And so from that aspect, I think, you know, that experience alone will help them next time out. And we're going to have a big weekend this weekend where we play three games in 3 days, and we're going to need to extend our bench a little bit. So we're hoping that today, you know, pays dividends over the weekend.
We talked to Devon and Jimmy about you guys finally being on the opposite side of the size equation. A lot of times last year, outside of Scott, really struggled body-wise to match up with guys. Tonight, a lot of Jeremy in the middle, a lot of Anthony in the middle, and you guys really utilized that size and were able to score a lot on the inside as a result. Is it nice being on the other side of that equation, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, we do have some size and length, and we got to, you know, put that to use. I think we can eventually become a good rebounding team. I don't think we did a great job of that tonight, but I think we have the potential to be a good rebounding team with that length and size.
And can you talk a little bit about the defensive looks that you had tonight? I saw the 3-2 zone working on early on. You know, what was sort of your mindset? Is that just something you wanted to practice and this was a good opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we've always had in our arsenal. We played a little 3-2 zone. We played a little 2-3 zone. We played a little three-quarter court pressure and full court pressure. So those are things you're going to need, whether you're ahead or behind, trying to control tempo or speed tempo up. So there are things that you need, and tonight was a great opportunity for us to get some game opportunity with those defenses.
Speaking of defense, how happy were you after Huskies only allowed 18 in the first half? Pretty strong showing from the defensive.
Yeah, I thought we came out with some energy and we extended the floor. You know, took advantage of our length and athleticism and did what we were supposed to. I thought the second half we played a little bit more half court, We weren't as effective in our half-court defense. Still pretty good, but not as effective.
Looking forward to that Oxford tournament. You know, what are sort of your expectations for what you're going to see there?
Well, I mean, it's just a great opportunity to compete against different styles and teams from different conferences. Some really, really good coaches, some talented players. So after that, I think it gives us another opportunity to play three games in 3 days, which will give you preparation for the CAA tournament. On short rest, where you have to absorb a scouting report in a couple of hours and be able to execute that. So there's a number of reasons why we're doing this, and we're hoping that pays dividends come March.
Great. Thanks, Coach. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming out.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.